This week, Globes reported on how the tax authorities have begun raiding luxury towers in Tel Aviv to investigate people suspected of renting out the apartments without reporting the income to the tax authorities. This is especially common in the summer when the city is full of tourists who are willing to pay quite a bit of money off the books to rent the apartments during their vacations. Typically, they can often be quite a bit cheaper than staying in hotels in Tel Aviv. So on the line to talk about this, we have attorney Mirit Reif from Hacohen Wolf Law Offices. Hi, Mirit. How you doing?
Hi. I'm good, thanks.
So is it illegal to rent out your apartment like this on Airbnb or something?
Well, let's just go back a bit.
Sure.
Israeli income tax law states that every Israeli citizen needs to pay tax on any income he makes in or out of Israel. Regarding foreign citizens, they have to pay taxes on income that was derived in Israel. The law also defines who's considered a foreign citizen. Just in short, I'll say people who are out of the country at least 183 days, their central of living is not in Israel. So if we go back to your question, in the case where someone has an apartment in Israel, he's a foreign citizen, the rent is considered income that was derived in Israel, and therefore payment of tax is required. So
okay.
Yes, in short, it is illegal to rent out an apartment in Israel and not pay income tax, and it doesn't matter if it's short or long term.
What happens if you're caught?
You're going to
go to jail? They're going to send you to Megiddo prison?
Well, hopefully not Megiddo, but evasion of tax is considered a criminal offense, so
okay.
It is subject to criminal implications, such as prison and penalties.
They're not going to put you in the prisoner X cell, I guess.
Well, it depends. I mean, hopefully the food is good. So.
Yeah. Well, it's probably kosher, glatt.
Yeah, and it's not from a bus driver or...
Nice. I like how you tied that in there. Well, actually...
Yeah, I was listening.
Thank you. Well, I mean... Are they actually going around and checking for this, or is this just like they're putting that out there in the press to get people, you know, to watch out, but they're actually not going? I mean, they're going door to door like Migdal Nevet Zedek or whatever. I mean, I know that place is like half empty.
Okay, well, I cannot speak for the ITA, the Israeli tax authorities, because I don't work there. But the ITA is looking to collect tax on income that was not reported. That is sort of their job.
Right.
So I assume they do look into these things. I can tell you, though, that it's very easy to find out who owns what apartment and how many apartments they do own, because there's a centralized computer system for everyone who purchases an apartment. There's tax forms that need to be filled out and sent out, and that information gets computerized, and there's a central place, so it's very easy for them to check that.
Well, I noticed the last, even just recently when I went to my bank, they seem to be cooperating a lot with the IRS to look at income by American citizens and whatnot in Israel, and also, I guess, probably other foreign citizens. Is this something that they're making more of an effort to do to try to, I guess they've caught on that there's citizens living in Israel making money here and not paying their taxes back there?
Well, that's a completely separate issue.
Right.
Israel, foreign citizens who have bank accounts here have an obligation to report their income from their foreign bank accounts in America. That obligation always existed. What's happening now is there's this FATCA that came out in 2010, and according to this act, starting from July 4th, 2014, financial institutions have to report to the IRS a list of all their clients who are U.S. citizens. And they're compiling their lists, and then they want to check out who is a foreign citizen and who is not.
I see. Oy. Well, I guess they won't. I guess they're not going to, the IRS isn't going to come out here and go after my minus. I should probably not be too worried. Well, Mary, thanks very much for coming on and talking about this new, some of these tax laws some of our listeners might want to know about.
You're very welcome.
That was Attorney Mirit Reif from Hacohen Wolf Law Offices, attorney and also a listener.